The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara discusses the Halacha of Ula that, the Gemara comes out, Ulmaskana, that the Chiddush of Ula is relevant when part of it was put on the Mizbeach, part of it was left on the ground. The Gemara says half and half. The Brisker Rav explains that it means that most of it was on the Mizbeach, and part of it was the smaller portion of the Kaimitz was on the ground. And when you put the majority of the Kaimitz into the fire on the Mizbeach, the din of Pigol goes off of the entire Kaimitz, and the entire Kaimitz is brought onto the Mizbeach. The reason for that Ula gives for his halacha is because the Machir may lidei Pigol who atzmei lo kolshke. If the Akhtaras HaKaimitz could cause others, in other words, the rest of the Mincha, to be have a din of Pigol, because the only way the Mincha could become Pigol is only if you're Makhtar the Kaimitz, so if the Akhtaras HaKaimitz is considered a good Akhtara, to be able to bring the entire mincha into pigol, so certainly it should the akhtar of the kaimitz should be enough to take off the pigol from itself. So you could have a question about this. One could wonder about the reasoning of Ula. What does Ula mean? Does Ula mean that it's a proof? The fact that it causes the entire mincha to have halach of pigol is a proof that when you're makter a kaimitz of pigol, obviously the pigol must be paka, must leave the kaimitz, because otherwise the haktara would not be considered haktara to cause the rest of the mincha to have a din of pigol. Or is it the driving force behind the fact that it's paka piguloi? The reason why the pigol is paka is because in order to create a situation where the entire mincha becomes pigol, the only way to do that is if the pigol is paka from the kaimitz. So the reason why the pigol is paka would be in order to bring the entire mincha to pigol. So you could prove the answer to this question based on the Gemara in Krisus, which says that the halacha, the Gemara in Krisus is searching for a case where a person could be either the isser of pigol and the isser of noisar in one piece of meat. And the Gemara says, generally it's impossible because ainis or chalas, or once it's pigol, it won't be able to become nicer. So the Gemara says, wait, maybe we're talking about a case where part of the aver was put on the mizbeach, and it's paka pigol imimenu. And the pigol will go off because of the fact that it had akhtar on the mizbeach. Now in that case, being makhtir, an aver of basar, a piece of meat, would never be able to be something which brings Acherim L'day Pigol, because the only thing which brings Acherim L'day Pigol is the four Avoidus HaMatir of the carbon, which by an animal would only be the Avoidus which are done with the dam. But the Haktara of the Aver should never be able to bring anything L'day Pigol. So you can't say that it's the reason for the Paka Pigula. You have to say that it's a proof. If we see that Haktaras HaKoimitz causes the entire Mincha to become Pigol, it must be that for other reasons the Pigol is Paka once it has Haktar on the Mizbeach. Another important point we see from the Gemara increases is as follows. Our Gemara mentioned that when it came to Aver, it wouldn't be necessary for Ula to teach me this halacha, because we know that the halacha is that if something that's pasul is brought on top of the mizbeach and it's mashla bayar and it started burning in the fire, so even if you take it off the mizbeach, the halacha is you bring it back onto the mizbeach, even if yarad, you have to bring it back up. So it's not necessary for Ula to teach me by an aver that is paka piguloi, because an aver which is pigol that you put into the fire, and even if you took it off of the mizbeach, I already know from somewhere else that the halacha is that you have to bring it back up onto the mizbeach. The only place that it's important for Ula to teach me this halacha is by koimetz, which is mifras, which is a bunch of little pieces. There's no cohesion of the entire koimetz, and therefore it's important for Ula to teach us that it's paka piguloi. Now, we see in this Gemara increases that the chiddush of Ula is necessary even by an aver, because the Gemara invokes Ula's memra over there increases to show that the isser of pigol goes off. So you see that Ula's halacha is very relevant by an aver. The Gemara only over here only means to say that the halacha by koimetz obviously is not talking about to eat it, because you're not allowed to eat a koimetz anyways. The reason that Ula says halacha by koimetz must be in order to teach us that you could be makter the koimetz, and for that the Gemara says that would not be negeh by aver, because the aver anyways the halacha is that once mashal be'ar, even if it goes down it goes back up on the mizbeach. The only place that it's relevant for Ula to teach us this din by haktara is only by koimetz, because it's mifras, it's a bunch of pieces. So one could wonder, what is indeed the common denominator between these two halachas? Why is the halacha that if the aver would only be brought back up because of the halacha that of mashal b'yar, so then that halacha wouldn't apply to koimetz. However, because the koimetz is small pieces. However, if the halacha of taka piguloi is because the pigul goes off, and it's not just because mashal b'yar, then the halacha of ula all of a sudden will apply to a koimetz even though it's mifras. What's the explanation of that? So I think the explanation is as follows, that when you're discussing the halacha of mashal b'yar, the halacha of mashal b'yar is that since it had akhtara, it was mashal b'yar, so you continue the akhtara, you bring it back up on the mizbeach. That applies only to the item which had mashal b'yar. So aver, which is one big piece. So if mashal b'yar berubo, if roiv of it was in the fire, so the rest of it also has to bring up because the entire aver had a haktara. Now by a koimetz, generally speaking, if you have a kosher koimetz, a koimetz which doesn't have any psul in it at all, and most of the koimetz is in the fire, even if part of the koimetz is out of the fire, that's going to be considered as though a haktara happened to the entire koimetz. Because the koimetz is one big piece. It is a cohesive unit when it's a kosher koimetz. When the koimetz is a kosher koimetz, there's nothing wrong with it. So certainly the koimetz is one big thing, and akhtara on roiv of the koimetz will be considered a good akhtara on the rest of the koimetz, because the koimetz has one din that it has to have akhtara, and its akhtara is one akhtara that has to have to take place on this koimetz. So there certainly is a connection between the various parts of the koimetz when the koimetz is kosher. The only time that we say that a koimetz is mifras, that a haktar on roiv of the koimetz won't apply to the rest of the koimetz, that could only be in a case where the koimetz is pasul. Since the koimetz is pasul, it doesn't have the regular din of haktar of a koimetz, so therefore there's no connection between the various parts of the koimetz. If you have an aver, which is mashal aver berubay, so even though the aver is pasul and there's no din haktar on the aver, but the aver is by its own nature, its very nature is considered one cohesive unit. A koimetz, the only thing which binds the koimetz together is only the fact that the Torah said you have to do haktar on the koimetz, and the haktar on the koimetz is going to accomplish something for the mincha. That's what keeps the koimetz together and makes it stops it from falling apart into small pieces. So that wouldn't apply once the koimetz is pasul. So Ula has to tell us that the halacha is no, that paka pigulim mimeno. Once you start akhtar on the koimetz, it's not considered pigul anymore. Once it's, and mamela, that has two nafkaminas. First of all, that it's a mutar ba'achila. Second, by aver. Second of all, that by a koimetz, even though it's mifras, even though it's little pieces, nevertheless, since the pigul goes off completely and it's considered a kosher koimetz, so once it's considered a kosher koimetz, it certainly does have cohesive and haktara on roiv of the koimetz will apply to the rest of the koimetz. Another interesting ha'ara I wanted to mention is that Taisis has a kasha. Taisis asks, why is it necessary for the Mishnah to teach us that if a person eats a koimetz of pigol, that he's not chayav karis? Why? Because the koimetz is ein loy matirin. Right? That's halacha of the Mishnah. Question is, why does the Mishnah have to teach us this? Well, even let's say that there would be no halacha, the davar she'ein le'matirin, there's no isser of, there's no chiyuv karas for eating it of pigol. Nevertheless, if a person eats the koimetz, obviously he's not chayiv karas for eating the koimetz. Why? Because we know that the halacha is that if the matirim were not karev, then nothing has the isser of pigol. So even if you eat the basar of the carbon, which is yesh lematir, nevertheless, if you eat the basar before zrikas hadam, you're not chayv karas of pigol. So too, if you eat the rest of the mincha, which is yesh lematir, before the akhtaras akoimetz, you're not chayv karas for pigol. So certainly, if the person eats the koimetz itself, so then there was no matirin. So certainly, the halacha should be that even if koimetz would be considered yesh lematirim, nevertheless, it would not have, the person would not be chayav karis because it was not karav hamater kemitzvasai. So Taisa's answer is that we're talking about a case where the claimants didn't have Akhtara. Most of the claimants had Akhtara. Nevertheless, part of the claimants didn't have Akhtara, and that's what the person ate. So it is considered Karva Matir Kamitzvasai, because the claimants was Hukhtar. So on the rest of the Mincha, you are going to be Chayiv Karis if you eat it because of Pigal. But on the small part of the claimants, which did not have Akhtara, that part of the claimants, the person will not be Chayiv Karis, because that part of the claimants is ein loy matirin, but mitzad the halacha of loy karva matir kemitzvasei. Yeah, we do have because it was karva matir kemitzvasei because most of the kainas did have akhtar. So Taiz asks, but didn't we just say in the Gemara that Ula holds that if most of the kainas was karev on the mizbeach, the halacha will be that the pigal is pakar from the rest of the kainas. So again, the question comes back that even if kainas is considered yesh loy matirin, once you had akhtar on most of the claimants, in order to be considered that's karva matir kemitzvasoi, so it should be paka piguli mimenu from the rest of the claimants. It's not pigul anymore. It's mutar ba'achilo, like the Gemara says in Krisus. So answers Taisus a big chiddush. Taisus says that the whole Gemara about Ula is only when the entire claimants at one point was already on the Mizbeach. And then part of the claimants went off of the Mizbeach. So once the entire claimants was on the Mizbeach, and the part that was on the Mizbeach had Akhtara, so then the halacha will be that the miut that was taken off of the Mizbeach is paka pigulim mimenu. However, in a case where part of the claimants was never on the Mizbeach in the first place, in that case, even though the rov of the claimants had akhtar on the Mizbeach, nevertheless, pigul is not going to be paka from the miut of the claimants that's on the floor. That's Taisus Teretz. From Taisus you see a gvalda gazach. The Risker really asks this question. He says, what does the claimants gain by having been on the Mizbeach at one point? True, being on the Mizbeach causes Kedusha to come on the thing. That the halacha is, and the Pasuk says, but when the claimants comes off, the part of the claimants comes off, whatever was gained by having been on the Mizbeach in the first place, that gain is lost once it comes off the Mizbeach, because the halacha is, Kashem Shemala Layered, Kathim Yard Layala. Once the apostle comes off of the Mizbeach, the halacha is you don't put it back on, unless it's Mashal Bayar, like the Gemara says. But if it's Lay Mashal Bayar, the Brisk Rav assumes that whatever Kedusha, the Dover apostle attained by being on the Mizbeach, that Kedusha would go off when it's taken off of the Mizbeach. L'chayra, one can understand Taisus, that Taisus is Chayluk on this point. And the explanation will be as follows, that one can explain as follows, that Taisus holds that it doesn't make sense for us to say that Kedusha goes off. If there's Allah of Kol and he gave him Mizbeach Yikdash, that once something is on the Mizbeach, it gets Kedusha, it doesn't really make sense for us to say that once it goes off the Mizbeach, the Kedusha goes off. Kedusha b'chtilei paka. The same way that if a person is makter something, that Kedusha will never go off. Something is an eskadish b'kli, that Kedusha will never go off if it's a davar kosher. So too this new Kedusha, the Torah teaches us about Dvarim Psulim that are put on the Mizbeach, get a Kedusha, that Kedusha shouldn't go off just because it went off of the Mizbeach. There's no reason for us to say that. The reason why in Yard Layala one can explain is as follows. Certainly the Kedusha stays, but the Kedusha that was Chal was Kedusha to continue the Haktara that began. We learn in the Gemara later on in Zvachim that when something is brought onto the top of the Mizbeach, that is considered a beginning of the Haktara. You started doing the Haktara. Avada, the complete Haktara is putting it in the fire, but the beginning of the Haktara is bringing it up onto Mizbeach. So, what the Gemara is telling us when it says, Kashem Shemol Yeir, Katim Yarad Lo Yala, the Gemara is saying like this, the Kedusha stays. But the Kedusha that was Chal on the Dover Pasul, when it was brought onto Mizbeach, was not Kedusha that allowed us to do a full-fledged Haktara of bringing the item onto Mizbeach and then being Makter. The Kedusha that was Chal was that since I started the Haktara of bringing it onto Mizbeach, I continue that Haktara by putting it into the Marocha. But to start over the Akhtara from the beginning, from bringing it up onto Mizbeach, that Chiluk of the Akhtara, it never attained Kedusha to be able to override the Pasuls and allow us to bring it onto Mizbeach. The only thing we were allowed to do was, once it's on the Mizbeach, you could put it into the fire. But to bring it onto Mizbeach, that part of the Akhtara, it was never Hukdash, and the Psul was never taken off with regard to that Chiluk of the Akhtara. So that would be an explanation for Taisus of why the halacha would be that the only time that we say paka piguloi is only when it was once on the Mizbeach. And according to what we were saying before, one can explain this very, very nicely. Because the way we explained before was that since The reason why, although the Kaimitz is Mifras, nevertheless, Paka Piguloi accomplishes that once Reiv of the Kaimitz had Akhtar, the rest of the Kaimitz is also Paka Piguloi. The only reason for that is because the Kaimitz goes back to its situation and becomes kosher. Once the Kaimitz becomes kosher, the Akhtar that happens in most of the Kaimitz, in Reiv of the Kaimitz, is automatically considered Akhtar in the entire Kaimitz, because the Kaimitz, which is kosher, has a cohesiveness which is Mechaber, the different parts of the Kaimitz, one to another. That would only apply if the entire Kaimitz received the Din Akhtara. Once the entire Kaimitz was brought back up onto Mizbeach, Salach is one, as long as it's on the Mizbeach, Im Alalayerid. So now this Kaimitz got a mitzvah of Akhtara on the Kaimitz. And it got it as one unit, because the entire Kaimitz at that point was on the Mizbeach. And like we're saying, even after you take part of it off of the Mizbeach, it doesn't lose that Din Akhtara, but it's just that the beginning of the stage of the Akhtara, bringing it up onto the Mizbeach, that it won't have. But it still has the same mitzvah saktara that the chelik of the kaimitz that's on the mizbeach has, which is to put it into the maracha once it's on the mizbeach. So now that it has one din haktara that binds it together and it creates a certain a lowest common denominator for the kaimitz, that it has something in common one part with another, that it has to all have this specific haktara. So once I do haktara and raiv of the kaimitz, that haktara is going to accomplish that the entire kaimitz had a haktara and the pigol is paka from the entire kaimitz. As opposed to a case where this part of the Kaimitz was never on the Mizbeach, and it never got that Din Akhtara, so there's no reason for us to say that the Din Akhtara that applied to the Reiv of the Kaimitz, which is on the Mizbeach, should help for the part of the Kaimitz which never got that Din Akhtara in the first place.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.